we don't want to encourage piracy.
What they should go after is the pirates, I guess. I am a pirate. I should be arrested, jailed, or fined.
It's Sunday, May 28th, 2006.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Hey everybody, this is the Pirates Week, a podcast serving the shortwave pirate community. We take a look into the past week's pirate radio activity, what's going on over at the Free Radio Network, and a tech tip or two, general free radio and DXing news, the propagation forecast, throwing a little pod safe music in the background, and it's the Pirates Week. And yes, it is Memorial Day weekend. I was up late last night listening to pirate radio. Had about four stations on at once last night. Always gotta love the holiday weekends for the good pirate action. Okay, I'm not really sure how this Pirates Week's gonna go. We have a couple things we're gonna touch on. Don't have a lot to talk about in the opening monologue, so let's get right into pirates in the news. Power Hits 103.3 FM is back in the news. They are the station we covered earlier this month. They told the FCC they can operate without a license, citing that they have authorization under a clause in the federal regulations granting an emergency broadcast on a temporary basis in extraordinary circumstances, such as when the United States is at war. I found this news article on the Quad Cities Online page. It goes on to say, since April 7th, Power Hits 103.3 FM has created a three-hour morning show with funny stunts, music, and listener feedback. They've added a five-minute newscast from their affiliate U.S. Radio Network and a daily wartime casualty report. They broadcast other breaking wartime news as it happens around the world. They hired a local attorney and responded May 10th to the Federal Communications Commission's request to stop broadcasting or show proof of why they have authorization to continue on the air. Their attorney described their legal situation as somewhat touch and go, as they wait some kind of approval from the FCC for the right to continue broadcasting or to broadcast with legal status. Quote, "We don't believe we are broadcasting illegally, even though the FCC doesn't like it, and we aim to stay on the air," Mr. Duncan said. "We want to stay on the air 5, 10, 20 years, as long as possible." And that's what's going on with Power Hits 103.3 of the Quad Cities area of Davenport and Bettendorf, Iowa, and Moline and Rock Island, Illinois. And on this day in pirate radio history, pirate radio station Such was started by Screaming Lord Such, broadcasting from a former army fort, Shivering Sands, in the Thames Estuary, England. And that's all that's going on in the news this last week in pirate radio.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Well, with that, it's time again to take a look at several forum postings from around the web, starting off like we typically do with the Free Radio Network, found at www.frn.net/vines. Taking a look at Pirate Shortwave, Doctor Who posted last night, that'd be Saturday Night Local, that he didn't know which station to listen to. The Crystal Ship on 6875 AM, Pirate Radio Boston on 6950 AM, 6220 AM had Mystery Radio playing, and 6925 upper sideband wasn't a UNID. If it keeps up like this, we're going to have multiple rigs going on multiple frequencies just to hear it all. Over in the workshop forum, Bad Andy replies to an old thread from 2003 about wiring an FRS radio so that if someone broadcasts over a specific CB frequency, that it would be automatically broadcasted on the FRS radio. Andy points us to a device sold by R&L Electronics. You plug it in and it does the VOX transmission receive for the two radios. It sells for about $60. The only problem is you need to be a ham to order from R&L Electronics. Rockin' Rick posts a link to a PDF for a method of generating all digital FM stereo. Over on the DX Programs forums, the DX Forums is going through some changes right now. It's now being called the Radio Forums and is in the process of rearranging some of its topic threads. In the Pirate Radio Forum right now, though, Dave Rabbit posts that he has completely restored the old Saigon show and is now available for download. After a tremendous amount of cleanup that dates back to 1995, Will Snyder has restored the only surviving show from the 1971 Saigon, Vietnam broadcast. It's approximately 3 hours in length. And you can download that from www.radiofirstturmer.com. And also looking over at Rec Radio Shortwave, Joe posts that the 2007 edition of Passport to World Band Radio and World Radio TV Handbook are now listed for pre-order from Amazon.com. Their current prices are $14.92 and $18.87 respectively. And RHF posts a link to an eBay auction to a 40-meter broadband discone antenna, currently $6. It's an interesting design. I may look a little further into it. And finally, from the electronic newsletter, the Free Radio Weekly, is the recent shortwave pirate radio stations heard. This is from the FRW, dated yesterday, Saturday, May 27th, 2006. Stations include Ground Zero Radio, Mac Radio, Radio First Termer, Radio Stickman, The Crystal Ship, and Voice of Mike Gawkin. And from across the Atlantic, European stations logged here by North American DXers include Laser Hot Hits and Mystery Radio. QSLs reported being received this past week have been from Captain Ron Shortwave for a broadcast last Christmas, a nice stark black and white hand-lettered sheet with an artful caricature of Captain Ron.
I heard you coming on a pirate transmission, coming in through my head, station to station. You're coming in waves, stuttered and broken, and talking about revolution.
Hi everybody, I'm the Pirate DXer. Well, I have four recordings for you this week. Let's start off with Lizard King Radio. Lizard King Radio heard May 20th, 6925 in the upper mode at 121 UTC.
That's what you're listening to, Lizard King Radio live. Lizard King Radio, all doors, all the time. Hey, leave your comments on the FRN website. That's right, the FRN website. You're listening to Lizard King Radio. That's right, Lizard King Radio. Tribute to the Doors and Jim Morrison. Let's get back to the music, brothers. Here we go. Hope everybody's hearing us okay tonight. Take care, brothers.
Next, we heard Radio Stickman. Radio Stickman heard May 23rd, 6925 in the upper mode at 0100 UTC.
Man, that's the way it is. Ain't it the way it is in America in 2006? This is Radio Stickman, 6925 kilohertz.
Do not go in there. Woo! Oh, the federal reserve is in the law there.
Good old Captain Morgan was back on May 23rd, 6925 kilohertz, and I caught this clip, I believe it was around 0200 UTC.
At the zone. At the zone. In the zone. Captain Morgan. That's right. You in the pie zone with Captain Morgan.
And our final clip this week is MAC Shortwave, heard May 27th, 6950 kHz at 2332 UTC.
All right. Jack Ballard and the Midnight
Nighters with finger-popping time on the ballpark floor.
And I tell you,
the hits just keep on coming.
Okay, that's it for me this week. I'll say 73s, everybody, and we'll catch you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio?
Thanks, Pirate DXer. As always, it's really appreciated to hear those off-air recordings. And I caught Radio Stickman also. I didn't hear that broadcast. I heard a broadcast a little bit later in the week, and it was mostly music, but some really, really good tracks he was putting down. I believe Radio Stickman is a new station that's popped up just in the last week or so, and I'm really enjoying it. Let's take a look now at some other radio news that may be of interest to the pirate shortwave hobbyist. Starting off from a UK website, Computer Active, Ofcom is to review a ban on FM transmitters. Apparently, the low wattage FM transmitter, such as the iTrip, is illegal in the UK, although few are paying attention to the law and they are readily available for sale. Ofcom said it was working with other regulators to set a Europe-wide standard for these devices. However, no one has been prosecuted for using these devices. Also from the Indie Bay website, KNYO is on the air in Fort Bragg, California. They are not a pirate, but a low-power FM community radio station. And after a six-year battle with the FCC, they are now broadcasting in Fort Bragg, Casper, and Sion areas of the Mendocino coast. Okay, and this one's for the 11-meter DXer and HV transformer and the rest of you guys that hang out down near the 10-meter band. Bill Continelli of This Week in Amateur Radio did a nice report from the East Greenbush Hamfest in New York. He spoke to a couple 11-meter out-of-banders. The whole thing was too long to play on the podcast, but I'll give you about a 5-minute excerpt of it. It's really interesting to hear from some people that I typically don't hear from in the pirate area. Let's take a listen to This Week in Amateur Radio from the Greenbush Hamfest.
And this is Bill Continelli, W2XOY. We're at the East Greenbush Hamfest in upstate New York, with three gentlemen who are LREs, Liberated Radio Enthusiasts, gentlemen who believe that the capricious and arbitrary divisions between certain frequencies are just that, capricious and arbitrary. And your handle, sir?
911 Mad Scientist.
911 Mad Scientist. Aren't you also known as Big Dog?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's me. 410.
And you, sir, you are?
My name is Porkchop. And I'm unit 163.
Porkchop, unit 163. And you, sir?
I'm the upstate week station, one and only Red Dog, 144.
I see you made a purchase of a Workman antenna that has a frequency range of 26 to 30 megahertz. Now, what frequency range are you going to be using this antenna on?
Preferably 26.795, our home channel.
26795. I took a look at the 40 channel allocation. I don't find that frequency in there. Can you possibly explain?
Well, that's below all the madness. The madness is up on channel 1 through 40, and we choose to go below the surface so we can do our thing and talk, and we crack jokes and, you know, just have fun. That's about it.
Below the surface. I like that phrase. So when did you first escape the confines of the 40-channel penitentiary?
I want to say this is, what, 2006? About 99.
About
below the molecules.
In 99, you went below the molecule. This is phenomenal.
I had the Euro 3900, the Superstar 3900, and right now, at this present time, I run the Delta Force, and I run the President HR 2510, with both with D-104s on them.
Ah, the 2510. I remember that well. How about you?
My present radio right now is the Emperor TS-5010. I first started out with a Euro 3900. I went from there to a RCI 2950. And I had a multitude of radios. I got the Ranger RCI 2990. Right, yep.
How about you, Red Dog?
Well, I started with a converted Copilot, which was a talking radio. But now I talk on a Delta Force. It's my main radio. I had a Galaxy 4400 as my backup. In my car, I'm running a Galaxy 55.
Well, wait. A Galaxy 55 and a Galaxy 44, but those are 10-meter radios. And the frequency that was mentioned was 26795. I'm perplexed. How does a 10-meter radio get down below the surface, below the molecules, to 26795?
Different bands. You have a variety of bands you can go to.
Modification?
If that's what you want to call it, yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. What's your greatest distance that you've worked?
What's that, Anchorage, Alaska?
You worked Anchorage. Now, is this AM or sideband?
AM.
Anchorage, Alaska, straight up AM?
Yes, sir. No problem.
I've spoken to California from Schenectady, regular AM.
The Bronx, straight AM, 4 watts.
4 watts to the Bronx.
I run, the antenna I run, I live in a 60-foot building, and I run a signal engineer Goldenrod 45 fighter antenna. It's a mobile antenna with two loops on the top that transmits vertical and horizontal. And I caught this guy on the ground wave, and I didn't believe it myself, but my furthest distance I ever talk was Haiti.
Haiti? On AM.
Sideband. And then we
on sideband.
And we talked on AM, and he started chanting some stuff, and I turned all my radio equipment off because I got scared.
Now, you guys just run the 4 watts in the car, right?
Yeah, well, I do. Yes, I do most of the time, unless somebody says, well, I can't hear you, then I reach down and I hit the button.
Now, what happens when you hit the button? Is it how many watts?
I don't know, 300 watts. That's about the best.
Red Dog?
About 400.
400 watts. Now, there's a goal for you. Add three or four alternators to your car, put on a 454 engine so you can handle the power, and maybe you can even head down south and participate in the Channel 6 shootouts. Have you ever operated Channel 6 and gotten on there with the really big boys?
I have. Yes, I have. The Super Bowl. Yes, I've been on the Super Bowl. My name been called plenty of times. 9/11. Big Dog, upstate New York. That's me.
Truly, this has been phenomenal. Any final words that you would like to pass on to people who just, you know, they're the kind who go to Kmart and they buy the $39 CBs and they buy the 2-foot MagMount CB antennas? Anything you want to impart to them about this vast world that they're missing out there?
Don't do it.
Well, that whole interview is about 10 minutes or so long. I cut more than half out of it. What struck me so much was how amicable Bill was during the interview to the freebanders. The whole thing's really interesting, and you should check it out there at This Week in Amateur Radio. Well, let's get now into the website of the week. As we all know, summer's now just about here, and it is the season for the static crash. static crashes, of course, being caused by lightning. So the website of the week this week is going to be www.strikestarus.com. StrikeStar is a network of Boltec lightning detectors around the United States and Canada. These detectors all send their data to the central server where the StrikeStar software is developed by Astrogenix Systems and triangulates their data and presents the results in near real time. So what you end up getting is a website with a couple maps on it that show almost real time data of lightning strikes. And that's really interesting. As you hear your static crashes on the bands, you can switch over to the website and see where those lightning bolts are originating from. And that's going to be this week's website of the week, www.strikestarus.com, strikestarus.com. And now let's wrap this thing up with the propagation forecast from this week in amateur radio.
With respect to solar weather, the past week has been relatively quiet. Solar activity was very low. The largest flares were several Class B events, and geomagnetic field activity was quiet to unsettled. The planetary A index stayed below 10, and there were some sunspots this week. Regions 884, 885, and 886 dotted the solar disk, but they weren't very active. There are also indications that old region 882 may be coming around once again. The forecast for the next several days, including Memorial Day, is for continued low solar activity and quiet to unsettled geomagnetic field conditions. The probability of major flares or significantly elevated K indices are low. As a result, there shouldn't be any major propagation surprises. The 40, 30, 20, and 17-meter bands should provide the bulk of domestic and DX contacts, but keep an eye out for sporadic E.
That's going to wrap up this edition of the Pirates Week. I'd like to thank, of course, the Pirate DXer. He can be found at www.piratedxer.com. Also, the PodSafe Music Network in the background. You've been listening to Reginald Clare. PodSafe Music Network can be found at music.podshow.com. Of course, you can always contact me at piratesweek@gmail.com. And, of course, as always, thanking This Week in Amateur Radio and the Free Radio Network. Until next week, gang, I will see you again next Sunday. Thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week, piratesweek.tripod.com.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.